Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. Did you request a callback?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I saw that payment on my credit card, and I don't know what it is.
All right, let me get to see if I can pull up your information. What's your zip code?
32757.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Marsha Anders.
Give me one second. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
7861 Crosswinds Way, Mount Dora, Florida.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled over here for a product called Rebalance. Have you signed up for that? It's hemp oil and Rebalance CBD capsules.
No.
Okay, do you have those two products?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, are you saying that you got hacked and someone signed you up with our company with these products?
I guess so, but it's $98.95. And then there's another one for $99.95.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see that. That's just the what I'm saying is, did you sign up for these two products to pay the shipping, not that price, the $4.95
No.
and the you still never signed up? Okay. So what I'm going to do
No.
is I'll cancel this out for you and I'll transfer you to fraud. You can let them know that you did not sign it, but you do have the product. So you're going to need to ship that product back and just do return to sender and send it back to the post office. Give me one.
Okay, how
second.
Do I know who to send it back to?
You're going to do return to sender, send it back to the post office. They'll be responsible for sending it back to the warehouse.
I'm not sure I have the box anymore.
Okay, so what did you do with the box?
Probably threw it away.
Okay. Or just put it in something. Just go either get a box from the post office or get some kind of plastic. Or they have things you can put in that they'll sell it to you. I'm sure that's fairly cheap. You can get a bag. Or I'm sure you got like
be?
An old
what would
box
the address be that I send it to?
You don't need an address. Just send it back. Return to sender to the post office. The post office is going to send it back to the warehouse which it came from. You don't need an address.
Sensitive?
Ma'am.
You
don't need an address. Because they're the ones that sent it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, so give me one second. Just one second. Let me get everything notated that we discussed, and then I'll transfer you to fraud. One second, I'm almost done here. Do you want to write down the cancellation number for this so you know that this is canceled out of your name?
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
The cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. Your number is going to be 142. F as in Frank, 21, and then the letter A as in Apple.
Okay.
All right, now let me get you turn it over, and you can just tell them the information that you gave me, and then they'll handle it for you from there. Just one moment, hold for your transfer.
Okay.
Thank you.